Cape Talk.
WhatsApp apps now on 072-567-1567.
A very good morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. It's 49 minutes, or shall we say rather 11 minutes then to 5. Thank you so much. A very good morning to you for joining us on the show. 021-446-0567 is the number that you can dial. You can send your SMSs to 31567. Coming up next, we're talking sexual harassment in the workplace. Tertius Wessel, Senior Legal Advisor, Strategy Labor Solutions, is joining us on the show this morning. He is no stranger to the show. A very good morning to you, Tertius. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile. Thanks for having me again. I'm very well. Thanks to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Tertius, I mean, in recent newspaper articles, there's been reports. I mean, we know of Harvey Weinstein. We know of Kevin Spacey that are facing allegations of sexual harassment. And also, South Safa boss Denny Yordani himself is facing allegations of rape dating back to 1993. But this is something that's very common in the workplace, or, you know, I would have thought that we all as South Africans are aware that this is something that's common and that we have rights, but it would seem that most people in South Africa aren't aware that they have rights.
Yeah, Abungile, I think sexual harassment continues to be a common occurrence in the workplace, and it's unfortunately also an issue that is not often addressed, or the victims of sexual harassment often don't stand up for their rights when they find themselves being sexually harassed.
Let's bring it out to our listeners there. Let's ask the question to them. Have you been a victim of sexual harassment in the workplace? Did you find it easy to report it? Was the matter dealt with accordingly? Did you even understand what sexual harassment meant, or what it was, what the limits were? 021-446-0567. Perhaps, Tertius, we start there, because some of the questions that I want to ask is, should I report it? How do I report it? What should the process that should be followed, that I should expect after I'd reported it? But first of all, I find that perhaps many South Africans aren't clear what sexual harassment is. Is there a place where we can go for a definition?
Yeah, so we have what we call, as part of the Labour Relations Act, a code of good practice that gives us guidelines on how to deal with sexual harassment in the workplace. And the code specifically defines sexual harassment as unwanted conduct of a sexual nature. Now, the unwanted nature of sexual harassment distinguishes it from behavior that is welcome and mutual. Sexual attention can become sexual harassment, or the behavior is persisted in, although in some instances a single act of harassment can also constitute sexual harassment. And the code goes further to identify different forms of sexual harassment. So it can include unwelcome physical, verbal, non-verbal conduct, and it can also be like what we refer to as a quid pro quo, where an owner, an employer, a supervisor, or a manager undertakes or attempts to influence a process of employment in exchange for sexual favors.
If I feel that, then I understand, well, even if I don't understand, the description of sexual harassment, but I do feel that, you know, I was harassed in a sexual manner. What is the process then? Is there a set process, or each and every company is different in its own ways? But how do I report it? I suppose that's a question that I'm asking. Should I report it? I know it seems you'd be to people sitting at home now, they're thinking to themselves, what is Abs asking? But more often than not, there's many people that have that question. Should I report it?
I think that it's very much like you say, the first thing that comes to mind is report the incident. But we also have to understand that in some cases, a lot of employees, especially junior employees that are being sexually harassed by senior managerial employees, often feel embarrassed about the incident, or they are scared that it might influence their job opportunities within the workplace, or their growth, or their job security. But the reality is, in order for sexual harassment to be eliminated in the workplace, you do need to report it. And you should always, always reported immediately after the incident has happened. Often the first step in the process is to let the perpetrator, if we can call them that, let them know that the conduct is unwanted and that they need to stop. So you need to be clear and firm with the person that's harassing you by telling them that you are uncomfortable with what is happening and that they should please stop it. There's no point in somebody making sexual jokes or comments or innuendos towards you, and you just sit back in your chair and you're giggling along. Because ultimately that is going to perceive that the conduct is not unwanted and that you're actually enjoying the attention that you're receiving. So you need to be clear and firm in the first place that the conduct is not appropriate, it's unwanted, and that the perpetrator needs to stop. Then you do need to tell others. You can't keep quiet about the incident. It will only make you more vulnerable at the end of the day. So you need to immediately report it, if not to your superior, if he's the one perpetrating against you, then to your HR structures. But we have to realize that some organizations do not have all these different structures in place. While a large corporate entity might have different departments, you have smaller businesses where it's owner-run or owner-driven, and there isn't really somebody else to report the matter to. In instances like that, you still have recourse, and you still have to be clear and firm with, if it's the owner of the business, that the conduct is unwanted and they need to stop. And if they don't, you need to report the matter to the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, the CCMA.
It is 5 minutes to 5. Good morning to you. You are listening to the Early Breakfast Show, and you are joined by Tertius Wessels, Senior Legal Advisor at Strategy Labor Solutions, talking to you about sexual harassment in the workplace. And we are asking, do you know your rights? Join the conversation. Have you ever been sexually harassed? Did you manage to report the incident? How easy or how difficult was it to report it? And how did you find the process? Did you find that your employer stood up for you and the process was for your betterment more than it was for the perpetrator's betterment? Would love to find out from you. 021-446-0567. Now, here comes the process of, I have reported it. What comes next? Am I expecting my employer to stick up for me, or am I expecting the employer to be in the middle of this? What happens from then on? What's the process?
Right, so the process very much depends on what the outcome is that the victim wants. So the Code of Good Practice dealing with sexual harassment makes provision for two types of procedures. There's an informal process and there's a more formal process that can be adopted. So if we look from the informal perspective, it may be sufficient for the employee concerned to have an opportunity where he or she can just explain to the person engaging in the unwanted conduct that the behavior is not welcome, that it's offensive to them, or that it makes them feel uncomfortable. And that can itself be a satisfactory outcome where the person just wants it to stop. A more formal process would normally entail a formal grievance that is lodged and filed, where the grievance process is facilitated, it is investigated to such an extent that disciplinary action is taken against the perpetrator, and ultimately the perpetrator is then dismissed for the sexual harassment. So it's very, very much dependent on what it is that the victim wants out of the process. A lot of times we find when we deal with sexual harassment is that people don't want the person that is harassing them to necessarily lose their jobs. They just want the behavior to stop.
And that's what the point, the last question that I wanted to ask Tertius, we've only got about a minute and a half to answer it though. Will it harm my career?
It has the potential to harm your career. We can't deny that opportunity, but the reality is that your career is also protected. You will cause more harm to your career by keeping quiet than actually reporting it. At the end of the day, I think employers do understand that they have an obligation to ensure a safe working environment for all their employees, but they can only do that if employees speak up and report incidents of sexual harassment, because until that point in time that it's reported, the managers will just continue to allow it. And then I mean, the reality is most managers are responsible either for your promotion, your training, your career development and advancement in the workplace. So if you do not report that to their superiors, they cannot deal with it and you're going to cause yourself harm.
Tertius, always a pleasure chatting with you and, you know, always eye-opening and mind-opening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning and looking forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Abungile. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Tertius Wessels is a senior legal advisor at Strategy Labor Solutions, talking to you or joining you this morning to talk about sexual harassment in the workplace. Talking to you then, do you know your rights when it comes to sexual harassment? Are you an employer? Are you an employee? What are some of the experiences that you've had? What sort of advice would you be able to give out there to more listeners on the Early Breakfast Show?